mark the 75th anniversary of the Geneva Conventions, we are witnessing a grave breach by the Russian Federation of every provision of these documents in my country. The High Commissioner's update and the officer's report provide ample evidence. Moreover, through its recent spike in missile terror against Ukrainian people and our critical infrastructure, Russia continues to trample on the UN Charter and international law. Time and again, Russia shows no regard for human life, mercilessly striking at the heart of our most vulnerable infrastructure, such as hospitals, schools, and energy supplies. With winter approaching, it seeks to plunge every Ukrainian into darkness and cold by attacking our hydropower plants and energy facilities. Russia also continues to expose the whole world to a nuclear threat in complete disregard to the fact that any critical incident in the energy system of Ukraine can lead to a nuclear disaster. Russia's war takes a devastating toll on the lives of millions of Ukrainian children, putting them in grave danger of physical and emotional harm. Forcible transfers and deportations, camps for political indoctrination, military training, illegal adoption, the Russian occupation has turned their worst nightmares into reality. The series of everyday tragedies in Ukraine demonstrate Russia's intent to maintain a dangerously high level of threat to civilians, treating them as priority targets of its war strategy. These same motives guide the Russian military command to issue orders for executions of Ukrainian prisoners of war. We reiterate that any summary execution constitutes a war crime, and it shall not be subject to any statute of limitations. Ukraine will persist in seeking justice until all perpetrators are held accountable. High Commissioner, we value the particular attention drawn by the OHCHR to the drastic situation of Ukrainian POWs and civilian detainees in Russia's captivity. We encourage the High Commissioner to pursue its demands for full and unimpeded access to all Ukrainians, both in the territory of the Russian Federation and in temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine, to ensure their humane and dignified treatment in line with IHL. They must be protected from non-stop torture and ill-treatment. We call upon the OHCHR and relevant human rights procedures to continue thorough monitoring and documenting Russia's numerous human rights violations in the sphere of freedom of religion and belief through systematic repressions against religious communities which are non-aligned with the Russian Orthodox Church or deemed disloyal to the Russian occupation authorities in the temporarily occupied territory of Ukraine. While Ukraine takes all necessary measures provided by law and in conformity with its international obligations to protect the rights and freedoms of all citizens of Ukraine, Russia continues to weaponize religion and use its Orthodox Church to justify and sanctify war of aggression against Ukraine and to infringe upon the spiritual independence of Ukraine. Distinguished delegates, how many more days will Ukrainians spend under the constant threats of their lives as Russia spares neither children, the elderly, sick, animals, nor any other life? How many more hours of air alerts will echo through Ukrainian cities? The world's firm stance today plays a tremendous role in saving lives and protecting human rights through concerted efforts towards ending Russia's war. We are grateful to all those who support Ukraine's legitimate defensive actions with decisive and swift decisions. Russia must be forced to seek peace, and not at Ukraine's expense, but a comprehensive, just, and lasting peace in line with the principles of the UN Charter and Ukraine's peace formula, with full respect of international law and Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity within internationally recognized borders. While we note the presence of Putin's envoy, who is attending this meeting with the instructions to spread falsehoods, we have doubts that he will send a telegram to the Kremlin conveying strong demands of the international community for Russia to halt its unprovoked and unjustified aggression against Ukraine. We also doubt that the cameras that they have brought will show to the Russian public the truth about Russia's war crimes and crimes against humanity committed against Ukraine and its people. I thank you.
Thank you. I now invite